Russia's President Vladimir Putin's used an address in Red Square to tell his country that soldiers are fighting for their motherland. But among young Russians, there's already considerable disapproval of the war, as Europe correspondent Isabella Higgins reports.
From his bedroom in Moscow, 19-year-old Nikita can hear Russia's annual Victory Day parade. He doesn't want us to use his last name to protect his identity. The war in Ukraine has stirred up complicated feelings the university student has towards his homeland.
You have to support your country, even if your government and your country is wrong, and even if it's putting you in a conflict that you don't want to be in, you still have to support them.
At the Victory Day parade, Russia's President Vladimir Putin blamed the West for provoking the war and called on his citizens to defend their country. It seems many Russians are listening to his message, including Nikita.
I can see that it's not a war between Russia and the Ukraine. It's a war between Russia and the West, NATO, and the Ukraine is just a territory that happens to be between those regions.
It's difficult to get accurate data on just how many in the country support this war, but polling from the independent Levada Center suggests about 81% of Russians support the military operation. But among young voters, those figures drop to 71%. Alexei Levinson is the head of research for the organization. He says the war greatly impacts the lives of young people.
The risk to be conscripted and sent to the warfare. This is a real danger for them, and they don't understand it.
He warns as casualties mount on the battlefields, Putin could lose support of young people.
Time will work not for them, but against them. And within several months, the support of this operation may fall down.
24-year-old Sergei Faldin and his wife Juliet are some young Russians frustrated with their nation's leadership. They decided to leave the country and are now living in London.
I think that what Putin did, he obliterated and really erased all the future that could be possible for Russia.
Do you see a future for yourself?
Like among our generation, like there's this big divide, like that there are people who stay and fight and people who leave to live their lives.
Juliet finds the military action in Ukraine impossible to reconcile.
Russians disbelief in it, it's just horrifying. It's like a country of zombies.
For those who fear an uncertain future, they've decided to flee their country instead.
Europe correspondent Isabella Higgins.